So right now, let's turn our attention to the skies and to the weather with Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you, Marshall, and everybody. And weather has not changed
from what we've been
touting all week long. Another nice day today, partly sunny, 75 to 80. Then it's cloudy, low 50s tonight. It's cloudy with some drizzle Saturday, mid 60s. We move into Sunday, cloudy, some mist or drizzle again, 65 to 70. And cloudy Monday, Columbus Day, mid 70s. So kind of a great weekend, Marshall. That's the way it looks. Not much in the way of significant rain, just kind of gray.
So it's going to be basically, today's going to be sunny, right?
It's partly sunny.
All right. But then Saturday and Sunday, not cloudy. Much sun at all. Cloudy.
That is correct.
But not a steady rain.
Don't see that. Do not see that. Why are you laughing?
Well, I was hoping that it would just be spotty on and off, drizzle and mist. That's what I was hoping. But I'm wrong, huh?
You said Sunday?
Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, well, Saturday just spotty drizzle and probably the same thing tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what I meant, that there's not going to be a prolonged rain event each day. That's all I meant. It's just that, so it's not a great forecast, but it's not as bad as it could be. Would you agree with that?
That is correct. It could always be worse.
Yeah.
And there is a storm off the Carolinas that's been bringing flooding rains down there, but I think it'll stay far enough south and east of us that we don't have to worry about it.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I have to move my party scene indoors because I just don't think... I just don't think it's going to lend itself to beautiful weather. That was the whole purpose of doing it, you know, on the deck, overlooking the lake and some of the beautiful colors, you know. And if it's gray and misty, it's just not worth it. It's not worth it to bring all the equipment outdoors, set everything up, just leave it indoors, and I'll make the living room and dining room look like a little party is going on, you know, put some party lights up and stuff like that, and do the scene now. I'm not worried about it. You know, it's too close to the end now, Marshall, to worry about it.
Yeah, and you can't just push forward, as General Patton would say.
That's it. That's it. I want to try to close that place up on Monday. And, of course, the weather will dictate how much I get done there.
And then you'll go up next weekend and close up your house, right?
Well, if I can't do it this weekend, I'll do it next weekend. Yeah. Yep.
All right. So the saga with my furnace continues.
Okay.
The furnace people came yesterday from Taylor Oil. Spent about an hour and a half, 2 hours, and they got the furnace running with no problem. It was running on and off, and so they left. So then I went over to the thermostat to set the thermostat. And the thermostat reads what the temperature is at the house, but I have no way of setting it. So here's what I think happened. Here's what I think happened. I'm going to put a call into Taylor Oil. Over the course of one of the thunderstorms we had late this summer, I lost my iPad. Not my iPad, my laptop, my Apple laptop. It was plugged in, and it was gone. Okay. I lost one of the nodules to my cameras. It was gone. I think what happened during that thunderstorm is it affected the circuit board on the furnace, which is why that went out, and I think it affected the thermostat. So now I've got to have them come back and just double check, and I've left a message for them to bring a new thermostat with them when they come. But at least it was halfway decent in my house this morning. I could get a shower. It was like, 60, it was like 63 degrees in my house. So at least it was warm enough to get a shower today.
That is really ridiculous.
But, well, can you imagine, losing a circuit board to the furnace, and then, but it makes sense because of course, the thermostat is connected to the circuit board. So now I've got to replace that to get some heat in the house. And when you, it's not that bad the past day or two, but last week, early in the week, it was not fun getting up. And when you get up in a cold room, all your aches and your joints, they're all stiff, and it takes you hours to get that stiffness worked out. But hopefully they'll be able to come over today and install a thermostat and recheck that and get it all going.
Okay, well, that's good. That's very, very good. And you probably will wind up having a very calm weekend as compared to me.
Oh, Pat, I take the weekend seriously to relax, because I get up at 3 o'clock every morning and go to bed at just before 8 o'clock every evening. So I sleep late on Saturday. I sleep late on Sunday. I come into the station for a couple of hours, just do a little bit of work. It's definitely my weekends are set for relaxation, no doubt about it. It's the way I make it through the week. Otherwise I wouldn't be able to make it through the week. I just wouldn't. I'm getting too old for this, you know. Yeah, for staying up late while I'm working. It just doesn't work anymore. It just doesn't work anymore. If I go to bed late, it's really, really tough on me the next day. But then again, things could be worse. You know, that's just the way it is. That's the way it is.
I agree. You know, and you don't get out of this so easy. Even if you and I were to retire, yeah, we'd still be getting up early.
Oh, we're not going to retire. They'll put us in our boxes with microphones in our hands.
I bet you're right. Brother. That's really a shame.
I know, what the heck. It is what it is. You know, I'm looking at this this list, 75 movies that you must see. And there's so many movies on this that I don't even know about. Like a movie by the name of The Hate U Give. I don't know that movie. I do think that Ferris Bueller's Day Off should be on your list because it is just a fun movie. But there's other movies. Titanic is on that list, which is okay. Casablanca, which is okay. A Star is Born, though, I didn't think that was such a great movie. I think the original one was Barbara Streisand one, but this is the one that was done in 2018.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
All right, another movie, Daughters of the Dust, I've never heard.
Never heard of.
Now, of course, Rebel Without a Cause from 1955, James Dean. That should be on the list, definitely.
Right.
A Promising Young Woman. That is the movie you told me to watch, and that is on the list.
Oh, that's such a good movie. That is such a good movie.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid is on the list, which is true. Rocky's on the list. I don't know. There's so many Rocky movies, I don't know if you have to see it. Jaws is on the list. And I think you have to see Jaws because it was a groundbreaking movie.
But I mean, you've seen it.
Yep. Schindler's List is on that. Schindler's List was one of the most, how do I put this?
It was a good movie.
It was a great movie, but what a moving movie. I mean, unbelievable. And The Shining is also on this list. So I don't know. But you know what's also on the list, and I'm surprised it's there, but I love it. Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Wow. Yeah, that's definitely one that everybody loves.
1975, hard to believe. Hard to believe. I was living in Kingston, New York, and watching Monty Python every Sunday night. There used to be a bar out in Stone Ridge. I think it was called BJ's. And the owner was nice. And on Sunday, there were about 18 or 20 of us that would always show up on a Sunday.
Right.
He would leave us in control of the bar. So we'd sit there watching either Clint Eastwood movies and then Monty Python's show. But he would go out and get some work done, and we'd still be sitting there, and we'd run tabs and stuff like that and be honest with him. But every Sunday was an interesting Sunday.
One thing you haven't mentioned.
Yeah.
Matt.
What's
Jeopardy.
That? Oh, yeah, Jeopardy.
He's fabulous.
Who's Matt?
He's so far the champion that has now come close, I think even tied James and Ken Jennings. Right now he is at 1,500,000.
And you know, I was never a big watcher of Jeopardy, but I couldn't see watching it now because of Alex Trebek not being there. He was, you know, so associated with the show.
I understand, but it's good. It is very good. I mean, it's incredible watching him. Not only is he fast, but he is absolutely brilliant. And I mean, you know, here he is. He'll have 35,000, and one other contestant will be a negative 1,000. It's like, boy, there is just no competition. None whatsoever. You should take a watch. It's just pretty incredible how quick and smart he is.
Well, the only thing that the other day I came across Wheel of Fortune. I can't believe that show's still on the air.
Yeah.
The hosts are getting really old.
Yeah, they sure are. But I guess it's America's favorite game time show.
Wow. I always thought it was Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah, but that they played that out because they should have just kept it to like one or two nights a week. Instead, they started doing 5 nights a week,
and then it got
played out.
Yeah, they beat it. All right, Pat, well, I don't want you to get it played out this weekend. We'll speak to you on Tuesday. I want you to get everything done, and hopefully you'll get the house all done as well and be able to shut that down.
Well, I hope so. And everybody be safe. Have a good weekend.
All right, Pat, take care.
Bye-bye, Marcia.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.